Today at midday, I'll brief the country about the series of activities we intend to undertake, including a series of reach-out campaigns throughout the country to reawaken the Ugandans who are apparently very frustrated with the regime's failure to offer basic services to the country while blaming everybody but themselves. And we regard our principal duty and obligation as Ugandans, and in particular as leaders, to inform the country about the truth in this country so that every Ugandan finds the right bearing to know how to deal with Mr. Museveni and his crumbling regime.
Your group, Alliance for Change, that was banned, a series of accusations and concerns have been expressed by the government. Don't you think that this new group, For God and Country, could also follow similar path?
First of all, we do not think that the ban concerns us, because as far as we are concerned, as far as the Ugandan constitution is concerned, the ban is illegal, is unconstitutional. In fact, we have gone ahead to challenge the legality of the ban in the constitutional court. But before that is done, part of our campaign has already defiant. We cannot be cowed by unlawful formations. So the said ban by the regime's attorney general, as far as we are concerned, is illegal and unconstitutional. We have challenged it in the constitutional court of Uganda. But at the same time, we are going ahead to defy it by going ahead with our activities, because we are not under obligation to obey unconstitutional proclamations.
Some people have expressed concern also that your 4GC, using the national motto "For God and My Country," is divisive, and taking the national motto to be your motto frowns on people who disagree with you. What do you say to that?
It's not our intention to desecrate the sanctity of the national motto. When we were asked about the same, we set out to popularize the motto, because we believe that part of the problem bedeviling our country is a failure by the leadership of this country to respect the values of the founding values of this country, including the motto, because it's the regime of self-service, and they're not bothered about the feelings of other people. And we believe trying to popularize the motto would go a long way in trying to pump sense in some of our leaders who believe this country is a personal state.
What plans are you going to outline today about your activities, which is likely, analysts say, will sharply be opposed by the authorities, who think that some of your activities are illegal and undermine the security of the country?
The problem with the regime in Kampala is that they believe that the whole equation of this country equals the NRM, which we disagree to. And we challenge whoever believes that our activities are illegal to challenge us legally, but not brutally. And this is where we have a sharp disagreement. The regime believes that the only way they can challenge us is by beating our people and killing and maiming those engaged in these activities. We are telling them, if you think you can sustain a legal battle with us, please go to court. Otherwise, if you're going to engage us in street battles, that's different. We have the capacity to mobilize Ugandans to rise up against this regime. Should they try to gain, guide and brutalize our people, kill people like the way they did last year?
Now, don't you think that defying the court ban or the government ban or your activities could put some of your supporters who would heed your call into danger?
Let me clarify that there is no court ban on our activities. We have only a proclamation, a pronouncement by the regime cronies, without regard to what the Constitution says in as far as those colonial legislations are concerned. As far as we are concerned, we are within the confines of the law, and there's nothing illegal about our activities.